Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Winter Cake. This was written by Len Ray Perkins. It is for all of my friends today who enjoy cake. Because this is the season for it, my friends. The sweets are out there.
Cake.
And today's story, Winter Cake, is read by Mommy and...
Cake.
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 Are you a piece of cake? I'm going to eat you later on. Nom, 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 nom. Okay, I promise I won't.
My name is Cake and I'm afraid of cake.
You're afraid of cake? Well, you might have a problem with this story. Well, here, sit on my lap and I'll keep you safe. Here we go.
Where can it be?
Thought Thomas.
Maybe I left it outside.
He looked in the tall grasses. He walked around the house. And I'm going to say he looks a little bit like maybe a groundhog or something, don't you think? Let's see.
What are you looking for, Thomas?
Asked Lucy.
Have you lost something?
And Lucy looks like a bird.
Yes,
said Thomas.
Yes, I have. Just this morning I fetched my fruits from my special fruit drying spot. Such a beautiful basket of dried up fruits, apples, berries, and plums, apricots, grapes, and cherries, and now I can't find it. I must have set it down somewhere, but I've looked everywhere, twice.
He looked around as if the basket of fruits might suddenly appear, but it didn't. Lucy looked around too.
How mysterious,
she said.
I won't be able to make the winter cake,
said Thomas.
A winter's eve with a winter cake? I ask you, what kind of holiday is that?
The holiday isn't only about winter cake,
said Lucy.
I am bereft,
said Thomas.
Forlorn.
Ooh, those are great words. What does bereft mean?
Flabbergasted.
Well, not quite. It means that he's without something. He has lost something. Forlorn means that he's given up hope of finding it. He's upset. He's alone without the thing that he wants, and he is upset. An icy blast lifted Lucy briefly from the ground.
I'd better get going, Thomas,
she said.
It's starting to bluster, but don't be sad. We'll have a wonderful holiday. We always do.
I don't see how,
Thomas called out as she flew away.
I honestly don't,
he said to himself.
Perhaps I should have invited her inside,
he added as the winds grew stronger and snowier.
Fly safely,
he said softly. He knew she could no longer hear him, but he hoped it would help. Worried, he stepped into his tree and shut the door.
I hope you find your fruits,
she says at a distance as she's pulled away by the wind. The gentle snowfall had thickened into a storm. Lucy flew into snowflakes the size of her face, and there were so many of them. She struggled to stay upright as frigid gusts tossed her this way and that. What did it matter that she could barely keep her eyes open? All she could see was white. Was she even moving forward? She flapped her wings harder, and then, thwomp, she fell to the ground. And in the picture we can see, she ran straight into a tree, didn't she? Lucy lay there, stunned. For a moment, she could not move. Heavy flakes of wet snow piled up on her. She knew it would not be long before they covered her completely. With a mighty effort, she struggled to her feet and leaned into the fierce winds amid the pelting snow. And there were fragrant whiffs of something else, something friendly.
Tea,
she said aloud.
Cocoa and pastries.
She listened and heard the faint, muffled buzz of cheery voices. Following the fragrant whiffs and the faint murmurs, she hopped through the blizzard to an opening between snow-laden boughs of an evergreen. She found herself at the door, of a tea room.
I'll just stop in,
she said to herself,
and wait for the storm to pass.
Inside the tea room, everyone was talking about the weather. And boy, my friends, there's a lot of noise in here. I can see a ton of animals. There are rabbits, there are squirrels, there are owls, there are birds, there are chipmunks, there's porcupines. There's all kinds of stuff going on in here. And they're all saying things.
Snowy weather puts me in the mood for a holiday.
I'm thinking of hibernating. It's so weathery.
I never hibernate.
Weather, there is weather, or weather, there is not.
This weather is nuts, right? It is holiday weather, that's for sure. I've never seen such weather.
This weather's good for business.
Found me a nice basket of dried up fruits this morning. Perfect for winter cake.
Rest of the winter, weather. This weather makes me melancholy,
even with cakes. Well, almost everyone. Lucy's ears perked up. Did I say something that would have made your ears perk up?
Mm-mm.
Lucy turned and saw a tall, sleek animal with small, round ears speaking to the server as he paid his bill. He held a basket filled with beautiful dried up fruits. He held a basket filled with beautiful dried-up fruits, apples, berries, and plums, apricots, grapes, and cherries. She couldn't hear all of what he said. It was so noisy. But she heard enough. Hastily, she paid for her tea and biscuit and hurried after the vile beast. And there's still more noise.
Cake always makes me happy. I like the pink ones.
There is always weather, just different kinds of it.
I don't mind the weather, but the tea is nice. Ah, it's a snow joke. Ah, if I had to say
any idea who it might belong to, you tell me where he is and I'll just make sure myself that...
There it is. Thomas's dried up fruit.
Outside, the storm had ended as quickly as it began. And the creature is moving along.
I feel as if someone is following me.
I don't know what I'll do, but I must do something,
thinks Lucy.
I must be imagining it.
Already the winter sun was turning the top of the snow crisp and sparkly. But wait,
what was this?
The good-for-nothing fruit thief was knocking on a door, Thomas's door, and the door opened and Thomas stood in the doorway.
I think this may be yours,
said the scoundrel.
I found it in the meadow. Someone at the tea room told me where to find you.
Oh my, said Thomas. Thank you so much.
My pleasure,
said the stranger.
A holiday without winter cake is a poor one indeed. Good afternoon, then.
And off he goes, and he looks over, and then he sees Lucy, and he says,
So many cardinals out about today.
Now, the stranger turned and walked away whistling a cheery tune, and as he passed the bush where Lucy sat, he glanced up absent-mindedly and said,
Lovely day, what?
Lucy managed to close her beak, and then she opened it and said,
Yes, isn't it?
Lucy fluttered down and pecked at Thomas's door.
So many visitors, he said as he opened it. What a spectacular day this is. I am jubilant, extra happy.
Jubilant does mean extra happy. Lucy hopped inside. She told him her tale.
I feel so foolish, she said. I jumped to conclusions.
Everyone makes mistakes, said Thomas. I feel foolish, too. I remember now that I set my basket down to catch snowflakes on my tongue. The first snowflakes of the season are the most scrumptious. I guess I forgot to pick it back up.
Thomas smiled.
How kind of him, though, he said. What a noble chap.
Yes,
said Lucy.
Let's make him a winter cake, said Thomas.
Yes,
said Lucy.
Let's.
And
And so they chopped and they sifted and they measured and they poured and they stirred and they almost forgot the walnuts. And more chopping and more stirring, and they popped the pan into the oven and set the timer. Now, where I'm from, we call this fruitcake. And while the cake baked, they sang songs and gossiped. The winter cake, when it came out, was a beauty. Golden brown with bits of color like jewels. It smelled divine. Thomas drizzled the white icing over it like snow on a lumpy hillside. He lifted it into a pretty plate and tied a ribbon around it.
"I've thought of something,"
said Lucy.
"What?"
said Thomas.
"We don't know where the guy lives,"
said Lucy.
"We don't even know his name."
Said Thomas.
"That's true."
The two friends looked at one another. They looked at the winter cake with its plate and its ribbon, and they looked down at their shadows and blue shapes on the ground. A trail of crispy footprints led from where they stood away through the forest.
"That's it,"
cried Lucy.
"We can follow his footprints."
"Yes," said Thomas. "Off we go."
And off they went at first. It was easy. But soon there were obstacles. Like they had to go over a mountain and then over a river.
"I'm stout but nimble, I hope."
And difficulties. Boy, they have to hop around on that, don't they?
"How are you doing?"
"I'm buoyant, but only for a while."
"You're almost to the shore."
There were icy streams and tangled thickets. And daylight dwindled. What does that mean? If daylight dwindles? To dwindle means that you come to an end very slowly. So the daylight is coming to an end. It's becoming night.
"Our friend must be an agile fellow."
Which means that he must be flexible, right? Because he's going through tangled thickets.
"He certainly is slender,"
says Thomas, because he's fitting through a very tight space. Slender is another way of saying thin. In the murky twilight, Thomas and Lucy did not see the precipice. In the picture, we can see what a precipice is, but for those of you who may not know, it's a drop-off, right? It's a deep cavern. It is the separation between a high ground and a low ground. And they fall, and so does the cake.
"It's a sturdy winter cake, a resilient winter cake,"
he says.
"It must have bounced on a pointy rock,"
says Lucy, because the pretty plate was broken, but the winter cake wasn't.
"Maybe it was a mistake to travel so far."
"It's a bit farther than I thought it would be,"
she says. But still, it was cold and dark, and they were far from home and lost, perhaps. The shivering friends huddled together for warmth.
"Thomas,"
said Lucy,
"I see a light."
"Is it the light of heaven?"
asked Thomas.
"No,"
said Lucy.
"Well, maybe, sort of. I think it's from a candle or a small fire. Look."
Thomas looked, and sure enough, the faint glow shone from a crevice, which is a little hole, right? In the darkness, and cautiously they crept towards it. As they drew near, they heard humming, and they arrived at the opening of a hollow in the bank. They peered inside, and there he was. He sat alone, next to a stub of burning cattail. He hummed furiously and festively. When I say furiously, I don't mean angrily, I just mean with a lot of energy. And then abruptly, he stopped.
"It's no use,"
he said.
"Hum as I might, this winter's eve, I'm all alone. I ask you, what kind of holiday is that?"
Lucy stepped inside the hollow.
"But you're not alone,"
she said.
"Gah!"
shrieked the poor fellow, jumping to his hind feet.
"Gah!"
squawked Lucy, hiding her head under her wing. "Gah!" bellowed Thomas, flinging the winter cake into the air, and it fell to the ground, and this time it broke.
"We come in peace," said Thomas, "bearing winter cake, which is in pieces.
Pieces
get it.
Oh, said the flustered stranger. It's you and you. Oh, me. Oh, my. Come in. Would you like some?
But he looked around the bare, dismal hollow.
I'm afraid there isn't anything, he said. I've only just moved in. There's winter cake, said Thomas, picking up the pieces. There's light, and there's you, and there's us. What more do we need? It's only a cake, after all.
Let's build up the fire a bit, though,
said Lucy. And they stepped outside and gathered sticks for a fire, and soon it burned merrily, warming them as they sat in its golden glow.
We traveled a long way to find you, said Thomas. However did you come to be in our neck of the woods? And how did you come to be here? Also, what's your name?
Their host laughed.
I'm Tobin, he said. And it all started with a mistake.
So many good things, too,
said Lucy.
Tell us yours.
And they are chomping down the cake, in fact, and everyone agrees.
An excellent winter cake. Stupendous.
Outside the hollow, snow was falling again. Inside, a friendship was being born. Tobin's story was the first of many told that night. And for years and holidays to come, the three friends made a tradition of taking their winter cake to a bare hollow and telling stories around a merry fire. And I ask you, what kind of holiday is that? A jubilant one, you might say. Extra happy, a little bit mysterious, and a wonderful holiday every time. And it makes me want fruitcake, which is strange because most people don't like it. And that is also, say the end.
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.